So now you know your neighbors, you know who's in front of you and behind you. Today we're receiving new members, and so we should get back to putting on our name tags. So whenever all of our new members, especially in the summer, we have so many visitors, it's nice to attach a name to a face. Well, you're Ray Piespinen, and you're joining us today. Yeah, last week we celebrated your birthday, and today you're joining the church. Welcome. That's the way we remember, and you know what? We're all in this together. People come to church, and they're afraid to talk to each other, or you want to get in and get out. And, you know, a church should be a place where everybody is welcomed. It should be a safe place. This is called a sanctuary. The root word of sanctuary is sanctu, which is a Latin word that means holy, pure, safe. A sanctuary is where everyone is safe. Should be, anyway, and especially in Malmo. Yeah. So it's nice to have you here. This weekend is Memorial Weekend, and it's also the fifth Sunday of the month. Our church has a tradition of having healing services on the fifth Sunday of the month, so four times a year we have healing services. Today, I would like you especially, we'll take some time at the end of the service to light a candle in memory or in honor of someone as part of Memorial Weekend. But I would like to invite each one of you to think back during that, we'll take this quiet time, to think back on your life and remember some of your family or friends, remember your childhood. But I find that there are people who carry some deep wounds or haven't forgiven things or wish they would have had a better start, or they're holding grudges. Whenever I do a funeral, whether I know the family or not, I always say, today is a day to forgive. Today is a day to help each other and start fresh and start new. And you'd be surprised how many family or people come to me and say, you heard about us? No, I didn't, but today's the day. So today's the day for you to, if you can forgive. I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in our lives, and I know a lot of us carry stuff. Today's the day to forgive and move on, because when we carry grudges and carry bad memories, it only hurts us, okay? So I just want to place that before you. This is a healing service too, so I hope that helps you take a step in the right direction. It's nice having you here. It's a blessing to have you here. We're receiving new members, and people ask why I should join this church or what's different about this church. And I say, well, if you look around, 90% of us are retired. Okay, so we all got gray hair or no hair. And in my experience, we have gone through our divorces, fought our addictions, had troubles in the world, have had health problems. Some of us have neglected our spiritual journeys as we climb the social ladder. And most of us have moved here from other places. So we know what it is to be hurting, and we know what it is to be alone. And this is a congregation that helps each other down the road in so many ways. And so, pretty cool place we live in here in Malmo. So it's nice to have you here this morning. We'll take some time during the service and install our new members and welcome them. Anybody else who wants to join and I haven't asked you or whatever, please come on up. We got plenty of materials for you. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh Lord, we gather on this Memorial Weekend, ever mindful of your Spirit that has moved through the world and touched our hearts, so that for some reason we are here this morning, Sunday morning, to hear your word, to say a prayer, to join the church, to help our fishing, to get our minds squared away. We gather from a variety of places and experiences, and yet we know that you are God. You are a God of love. You love us absolutely, unconditionally. And so we here gather here to say thank you. We ask that you'd send your Spirit to move in our hearts, that we might be awakened to your Spirit that moves in the world. And so send your Spirit, Lord, as we say our prayers and hear your word again. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is I Know That My Redeemer Lives, hymn 619. We'll rise during the singing of the last verse. We're only going to sing the first, second, and last verse, okay? Rise, let's sing the last verse.
He lives all glory to his name. He lives my Savior, still the same. What joy is mine, so
please turn to the order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletins. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick, raising the dead, showering us with every good gift.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Let's take a moment for silent confession. And let us confess, just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds. Forgive us our sins. And free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Apostle Paul assures us when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you.
Amen.
Let's join in the prayer of the day. Merciful Lord God, we do not presume to come before you, trusting in our own righteousness. But in your great and abundant mercies, revive our faith, we pray. Heal our bodies and mend our communities, that we may evermore dwell in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, I'd invite the members who are joining to come forward. We'd like to invite them to take a place before us. If you'd like to stand and face the congregation. Basically, what we do is remind them of the responsibilities of joining the church and remind the congregation members their responsibilities as we receive one another. Pretty good looking bunch. We We've asked you to come forward at this time, not to stand as before an audience, but for a moment to take a central place in the midst of the congregation of which you're now becoming a part. This is our way of celebrating your official uniting with us as fellow servants of Christ Jesus and co-members of Bethesda Lutheran Church of Malmo. Further, you are in our midst that all of us may have an opportunity to associate your names with your faces, a vital step as we begin to include you in the development of our interpersonal relationships within the congregation. It's in our relationships with one another, as well as our shared faith, worship, and study, that the life of this people of God is built. If we're going to be the body of Christ in this place, it's highly important that we cultivate the real knowing of one another, that we might together share, support, strengthen, celebrate, and rejoice together. You have each confessed that you believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some of you are coming to us on recommendations of other congregations. Others are standing before us to let us know you want to follow the teachings of Jesus. So what remains for us is to accept you as and for you to become a real part of us. Now, if this mutual acceptance is just a ceremony, it's not real, and we won't genuinely be the church together. So I'd like to outline something of the promises into which we're now entering. We have expectations of you, and you have expectations of us. We expect that in every way you'll strive to become a more and more responsible member of Bethesda Church as you daily strive to become a more acceptable child of God. That means that we expect to find you at worship and the Lord's table with us regularly and frequently, and that you avail yourself of certain of our educational and fellowship opportunities, that you'll be open to involvement in our servant forms of ministries in and beyond our church, and that you'll assume a leadership role when possible, that you'll set aside a responsible portion of your income for the financial support of the ministry here at Bethesda and beyond. What you might expect of us, your fellow members, is that we will provide you with every feasible opportunity for spiritual, personal, and social growth. To facilitate this, we will share with you all of our congregational resources, material, human, and divine. In your times of decision and stress, you may expect us to be by your side, and you may expect to want and you may expect us to want to be with you in your times of celebration and joy. From your pastor, you may always expect sincere preaching and form teaching and always his willingness to listen to you and to share himself with you. So what we give you as our fellow members is our trust, and we ask yours in return. So understanding now what is the content of the covenant in which we seal together with your becoming members with us, you accept the invitation to membership and all of its implications? If so, please answer yes with the help of God and my fellow members.
Yes, with the help of God and my fellow members.
And you, the continuing members of Bethesda Church, who've now been reminded of your responsibilities, do you accept these people as your fellow members? If so, say, we do with joy.
We do with joy.
Do you really mean it?
Yes.
Just had to check. So upon these mutual understandings, we now accept you as full members of Bethesda Church, and we look forward to you being a blessing among us. I've got some folders here I'd like to give you. It's got a constitution, a picture directory, maybe a newsletter. Anybody else want to join? Two left over. Welcome. It's nice to have you with us, Mary Lee, George, Patty. Nice having you here. Hey, you bet. You, welcome. You can be seated now. Is anybody reading? I guess I am today. Oh, Dale, come on up. You taking a little nap there? This is our friend Dale Seams.
Say, new members, God bless you. I remember when I joined, or the first time I stepped into this church, less than 3 years ago, and I've never been the same. No, I mean that in a lot of ways. So I got to thank Wally Swenson mostly for that, of course, Pastor. Say, you were saying about this is the day, right?
This is the day the Lord hath made.
Yeah, let us rejoice.
And be glad. Be glad
in it.
There you go.
Anyway, happy Sunday, everybody. So from Galatians 1, chapters 1 to 12, Paul, who started this church in Galatia, is angry and troubled that the congregation is confused by other teachers. As he begins this letter, Paul is direct with them about his desire for Christ's pure gospel to be the center of their lives. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me. To the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but that there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or any angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaimed to you, let them, one, be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive from human source, but was I taught it. Nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Christ. And from Psalms 19, verses 1 through 9, please join me. Notice the refrain. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations.